This recording, Croatia 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Coma, Coma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. So I was born in Mostar, Bosnia-Herzegovina. Actually, it was Mostar, Yugoslavia, and then after the war, it became Mostar, Bosnia-Herzegovina. But before that happened, I moved to Dubrovnik, which is now Croatia, and I lived there till I was 8. And then, since my parents were crazy lunatics that loved moving around with their jobs, and so I ended up in Zagreb, which was the capital of Croatia. Only to, after the war started and all happened, they decided to go back to Mostar, Bosnia-Herzegovina. So I'm kind of mixed up about where I'm from, but I feel that both Croatia and Bosnia-Herzegovina are my home countries. Oh, it's beautiful. Both Mostar is an old city. It was formed, I think, in 16th century, and it has a very strange combination of Ottoman architecture and Western architecture, and a lot of the buildings from 16th century are preserved, especially in city, like central city area, which is very touristy. There is this famous bridge that's called Old Bridge, and lots of tourists from all over the world come and see it, and that bridge was actually is on UNESCO's list of World Heritage, and I should show pictures to my friends sometimes because I never do that. As for Dubrovnik, it was it's not very far away from Mostar. It's about 2 hours away. It's south and it's on the coast, and city was basically a city-state, and it was a big competitor for Venetian state. Venetians tried to take over it many, many times, but their army was never strong enough, and it was a famous merchant spot and a very, very wealthy city throughout the history. Lots of famous writers and poets and painters were from that city, and it's huge touristy spot. Like I think it's the most popular one in Croatia, and lots of cruises come over, and I'm very happy that Croatian coast is not very famous in the world, because capitalism hasn't completely taken over, so all of the old cities, all of the old architecture and mentality of the people has been preserved, and it's not just crazy money chase, and it's a little paradise. I have to say, I've seen a lot of coasts, but Croatia is the most beautiful, and I'm not just saying it because I'm from there. As for Zagreb, I really hate that city, even though it's huge, it's beautiful, it's the capital, a lot of things are going there, lots of theater festivals and things like that, but it's so far north, and weather is very cold, much colder than I enjoy it, and just mentality of people is a little bit different, so I prefer coast better. I completely adopted Mostar and Dubrovnik accent, which is very southern. We like to talk, like, we stretch all of our sounds, and in Zagreb it's all very choppy, chop, 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 chop. And so I actually recognize that when I speak from people who are from south, from even from the U.S., like, it seems like it's something that keeps occurring relatively regularly, that people from the south tend to have longer sounds. I don't know why is that. Maybe we're just lazy, or because of all the warmth. I don't know what it is, but we talk. It's pretty. People who are from Croatia can always recognize where I'm from.